My name is Lee Hawkins. I've been a journalist for over 25 years. On my new podcast, What Happened in Alabama, I get answers to some of the hardest questions about how things came to be for many Black Americans and the truth that must come before any reconciliation can happen. I investigate my family history, my upbringing in Minnesota, and my father's painful nightmares about growing up in Alabama. What Happened in Alabama is a new series confronting the cycles of trauma for myself, my family, and for many Black Americans. Listen now.
We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate. Half of us think the coming software robots will actually help us at work. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. First, despite recession fears, workers are still quitting for greener pastures, and not just in the U.S. A new report finds the so-called Great Resignation to be a global trend. Marketplace's Nova Safo is here with more on this.
Yeah, the report is from the accounting consulting firm PwC. It finds the main drivers of worker resignations to be burnout and lack of adequate pay. And this very much is a global survey covering 46 countries and territories. It finds that a growing number of workers are leaving if the company culture doesn't support them and because they're looking to keep up with inflation. More workers are saying that they're struggling to pay bills, and a quarter of those surveyed said they're planning to change jobs in the next year. That's up from a fifth a year ago. The study also finds that younger workers are more willing to leave than others, defined in the study, David, as Gen Z. That's people in their 20s.
Right. And this study also asked about the potential impact of artificial intelligence on the labor market. What do people say?
Right. And one finding will shock absolutely no one. Younger workers are expecting to face a bigger impact from AI than older workers are expecting. A third of baby boomers, in fact, aren't worried about AI at all. But one surprising element is that half of the workers surveyed expect a positive impact from AI tools, more efficiency and productivity. And related to that, more than half of workers expect to need new skills to do their jobs in the next 5 years. And PwC is urging employers to step up and better support their workforces.
All right, Nova, thank you. President Biden today is meeting in San Francisco with a group of tech leaders and advocates to talk about the promise of artificial intelligence and where guardrails need to be built. Today here, I also talked to a political scientist who says there's a chance this could be a global effort that unites the world. In a surprise reshuffle, e-commerce giant Alibaba is replacing the boss as it borrows another strategy from rival Amazon. Its current chairman and chief executive Daniel Zhang will now lead the company's new cloud computing division and will be replaced by two of the company's co-founders. Nick Marsh is Asia business correspondent with our newsroom partners at the BBC.
Alibaba made its fortune in online shopping, but years of sluggish sales have forced a rethink. 3 months ago, it was announced that the business would be splitting up into six separately listed parts, including a new cloud division working on artificial intelligence. Mr. Zhang has a good relationship with the Chinese government and is seen as a safe pair of hands to launch a business that's expected to face heavy regulation in China. His replacements will come from within, including Zhou Cai, who owns the NBA basketball team, the Brooklyn Nets, and he'll take over as chairman.
All right, Alibaba stock fell 1.5% in Hong Kong today. Chinese banks today once again cut some interest rates to bring more life into that country's limp post-COVID recovery. We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been a decade since the Black Lives Matter hashtag first appeared on Twitter and just over 3 years since the police murder of George Floyd. At the time, about two-thirds of Americans expressed support for that movement, according to Pew Research, but Pew's latest polling finds support has dropped to 51%. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports on how that decline is playing out in the thinking of corporate America.
Companies these days are a lot quieter about social justice issues than they were in 2020, which is exactly what many expected. Public support, then backlash, then retreat. Adia Harvey Wingfield is a professor of sociology at Washington University in St. Louis.
Many companies are looking at their initiatives and their investment in diversity, equity, and inclusion, specifically when it comes to race, and saying this isn't quite an area where we want to focus as much anymore.
And she says that can have direct consequences in the workplace.
For Black workers in particular, in organizations where they are underrepresented, they often feel excluded and marginalized. People in leadership roles, they are more likely to stall out at middle management levels and less likely to climb to the top ranks of organizations.
But there have been some shifts in the way people think about diversity in the workplace, says Juliana Horowitz at Pew Research.
A majority of U.S. workers, 56%, say that focusing on increasing diversity, equity, and inclusion at work is mainly a good thing.
And while relatively few people say it's very important for them to work in a diverse workplace,
among those who've had experience with DEI measures at work, whether it's, you know, having organization or policies that ensure fairness in hiring, pay, or promotion, or whether it's having trainings on DEI, majorities say that those have had a positive impact where they work.
When it comes to publicly traded companies, there's been a big drop in how often they're talking about these issues with investors. Nick Mazing is the director of research at AlphaSense and checked the transcripts of earnings calls for more than 500 companies over the last few years. More than 190 of those companies mentioned the word racism in their calls after George Floyd's 2020 murder.
Fast forward to this year, we've had only 11 transcripts that mention the word racism. What this means is that racism as a topic doesn't appear anymore in corporate conversations with Wall Street.
But, says Mazing,
what this doesn't mean is that the initiatives such as employee resource groups or mentorship programs, racial pay equity audits and things like that doesn't mean that they're not ongoing.
If you look instead at proxy statements, which give a broader overview of companies' long-term plans, Mazing says many of the initiatives started during the country's racial reckoning are still alive and well. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Thanks, Kimberly. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.